B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Yes. Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Oh, we're doing an extra podcast?
Ooh, well, tomorrow's rap party was recorded today, Loren.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and we have questions that need answering today. Like, we talked about this woman named Jennifer, whose son, who's 18, said that he had a bad breakup with his high school sweetheart, and he called his mom Jen and Jennifer, and he wanted his mom to change her name. She posted that on some Reddit board over in Great Britain, and she was shocked by how many people were saying, yes, you should do that for your son, because he's your son and you love him.
Yeah, no, I don't subscribe.
A lot of people said, F him. Somebody said, how about calling your mom for a change?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then somebody texted in and said, well, what do you think about this? There's a lot of moms out there who got divorced but still have children with their ex-husband's name.
Yes, and they're not changing their kids' names. Like, get over it. It's your ex. You're 18. If it's that big of a deal to you, we can get you some therapy, but I'm not changing my name over it.
And since Roy's a junior, we figured why not
figure out why.
You said on the air, you go, and I don't even know why.
I don't know why.
Because, like, your dad's not one of those proud, like my dad is big with the Maney name. Like, there's two boys out of all
Dallas
these grandkids.
Too.
You know, the Maney name will carry on. You're the namesake, he tells my son Dean and my nephew Troy.
Maybe so with Maneys, because that is kind of rare. But Brown, am I really carrying the torch?
Yeah.
Am I?
All right, so why are you named after your dad? Like, what was the big push?
My mom says, I think he just wanted you to carry on his name like his dad did with his other son, Richie.
Oh.
And he was so happy to have you as a son. I think he just wanted you to be a badass like him. Little does he know, I am not a badass.
I love that Cindy buys people into the rhetoric.
People would know not to mess with another Roy Brown.
Wow. I see, your dad is very laid back when I meet him.
Yeah, he used to be more in your face, I guess, but yeah, he's very laid
back. Nobody messes with a Brown.
Maybe he is still kind of like that. Maybe he still is kind of like that.
Speaking of dads, somebody sent a message yesterday that said that somebody was sitting next to my dad at a bar and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, that is the worst. Like, with peace and love, I do not agree with anything my father says publicly or privately. Like, I am on a completely different wavelength than him.
You know, and I remember the time I told you, I was at an appearance and somebody came up and said, yeah, you know, I'm the dental hygienist for Manny's dad. And he was, and evidently whenever he comes, she's the one that is the hygienist
with him
because she knows how to counter his, you know, New Jersey ways. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just New Jersey. It's old, obnoxious New Jersey ways.
Well, I told you about that story because I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. And the look of, not distraught.
Well, because he doesn't go to that dentist anymore.
Well, but your look was like, fuck.
Yeah. And now my mom's not here any longer to halfway control that.
Yeah.
His ass was supposed to move back to New Jersey. Now he's still here. He's a wild card out there in Waxhaw running around. You know? And he says things to shock people. And he also says that he's my dad.
Well, he's very proud of you.
Yeah.
He should be proud of his oldest son, who's a retired millionaire who did really well for himself. And my middle brother, who's
too.
A realtor, who's raised three wonderful kids in Chicago.
You're going to be working until the day you die.
I will be. And yet he's proud of me.
It's just he's probably very proud of all of you. It's just
the common. He gets a kick out of it.
Well, I was going to say the common thread is the other person probably knows you.
Yeah.
And that's why he brings you up.
Oh, man. Well, we were out the other day and he goes, he doesn't like to say this. He doesn't like me to say this, but. Oh, I know what it was. Listen to this story. This is a great Vince story. So we're trying to sell my mom's car.
You're still trying to sell that?
We are having a hard time selling it because the title's not signed in her name.
Or because your dad wrecked it?
No. Victory Chevrolet is going to give us a good money for it because used cars are happening right now. The problem is that my brother, Rich, is the conservator of the will, but the paperwork to say that he is hasn't come in from the state yet.
Okay.
And the lawyer's like, that might not happen until April.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, for some reason, and it might be sentimental reasons, my dad wants to get the car out. He wants to sell it. So he calls me all the time and he goes, can't we just sell the car to somebody who doesn't care what name we put on there? If it's Rich's name, your name, your mom's name, I'll write your mom's name. And I go, no, you can't do that. It has to be notarized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not lying about a notary.
Right.
You know, like we've all forged a name before, like to make something happen or to make sure your report card was seen by your parents.
Say, maybe a bad test grade.
Yeah, but yeah. A legal document.
No, I'm not doing it. So my dad's like, all right. So he calls the other day. He goes, this is when we were up at Beach Mountain. He called me on Sunday when I was like packing up and get ready to go. And he's like, so I got a funny story for you. I was like, oh, great. How did you use my name and what happened? That's immediately what comes to my mind. And he goes, I'm walking and I see a guy that's got a car and it says webuyusedcars.com. So I went up and knocked on the guy's door. No answer.
He wants to get rid of this car so bad.
I go, Dad, this is in his neighborhood. I go, Dad, what time was it? He's like 5 to 9 on Sunday.
At night?
No, in the morning.
I'd be pretty pissed if somebody was knocking on my door at 8 o'clock in the morning, too, 9 o'clock in the morning.
So then he goes, no answer. So then he goes, I knocked, and the door opens like a crack, and the guy goes, can I help you? And my dad goes, yeah, hey, so you buy cars. I got one for sale.
That's awesome.
So with that, the guy opens the door, and then my dad's telling the story where he's like, you know, he's from New York. What brought you down here? See, that's how my dad uses the hook. Because people say, what brought you down here? And he goes, I got two sons.
Mm-hmm. One of them's on the radio.
Yep. One of them plays tennis and is retired. The other one you might know, Maney. I don't even know if he knows your names.
You're the Maney on the Kiss show.
Yeah, like Lauren and Roy. Maney on the Kiss show. 95.1, he knows that.
Yeah.
So the guy goes, oh my God, my wife and all the girls in his office love that show. Honey.
Cool. Let's see the dad.
This is Maney's dad on Sunday morning at 5 to 9. How do we get my dad to move? Do we send him something that's congratulations? You've won an all-expense-paid trip for a year to New Jersey.
You gotta buy him a house.
But he's too cold up there. He doesn't like it up there. Oh, it's so bad.
It's cold here sometimes. Send him further south.
Florida.
I told him he should go to Florida.
And listen, there are tons of Republicans down there. Yeah. Fit in just fine.
Great in Florida.
Yeah.
They're all kind of nutty. They do great.
Yeah.
They love talking to people, strangers.
Whenever I get a DM or we get a DM at the MRL show and it goes, your dad's hilarious, I know his shtick. He's not hilarious because he's saying PC things. He's hilarious because he's saying non-PC things to shock people.
Yeah. And that bothers you.
It bothers me, yes.
Yeah.
Because that's not my beliefs and that's not how I would get a laugh out of somebody.
Right.
You know? Anyway, so that was that's my dad's story. He knocked on somebody's door, and I guess the guy was supposed to get back to him on Monday. What's today? Thursday? I haven't even asked. I haven't heard. So,
do you want to know?
I'm involved in it because I know how to. I took the pictures and stuff to send to Victory Chevrolet. So Victory Chevrolet is like, hey, we're here. You know, he's not going to load more miles on it because nobody's driving it. So he's like, once you get the right paperwork, Brandon Gandy's like, come up and we'll give you the check. So. There's just a lot of red tape. It has to go through. I have to have Rich sign the.
Wait, now I think I'm confused.
Rich has to sign the title, the car title, but he also has to have the piece of paper that says that he is the executor of the will. We don't have that yet.
So if he's selling it to I Buy Used Cars, why is Victory Chevrolet?
Because the I Buy Used Car guy gives no shits. He's like, I'll just take it. And I'll take the title and I'll deal with it.
Okay. And so then you guys would just go to Victory Chevrolet and say, hey, it didn't work out.
No, I would just tell Doug at Victory Chevrolet that my dad sold it to somebody else.
Yeah.
But. Mm-hmm. The guy at the We Buy Cars thing, I think, plays ball. He's from Jersey. He's like, I don't
you need a notary for a dead person? I got one.
Actually, the guy said he's a notary. The guy told my dad he's a notary,
there
too.
You go.
So if that's how he wants to deal with it, that's fine. I don't care. And I don't even know if that's the real name. I Buy Cars, We Buy Cars, or whatever. But
interesting.
So I'm glad I'm not a Vince Jr.
Yeah, I it's so funny because we've been sheltered in, you know, staying at home now for what? This is our third year going on this. And Sterling has forgotten that at some point there was a more outgoing Roy before we locked up and hid from society. And so, like, whenever I go to the bar, there's sometimes, not always, sometimes I want to be, you know, doing my own thing, but sometimes I want to talk with everybody at the bar. I want to go talk to people. I want to be talking to the waitress or waiter. I want to talk to people next to me. There are times where I want to be chatty. And he's never chatty. There is never a time where he is chatty. And his face, whenever I like am starting conversation with strangers, is like, fuck, stop, stop, stop. You know, but like the last time I experienced it, there was this guy, it was 9 o'clock at night, he was in a full suit and he was sitting at the bar. Why is he in a full suit at 9 p.m.? What was going on later that day that required a suit on a Saturday? Kind of. You know?
Yeah, you're like me, dude. You're curious.
Yeah, what's going on with him? You know, and I don't know. I just think it's funny that your dad's so outgoing, and now he doesn't have anyone to filter him. I have Sterling to filter me.
Yeah.
But when I'm with you guys, I really let it out.
Right, right. And I'm trying to think. I don't know. Like, there's a good dad, and then there's a negative dad who's, like, down on his feelings, and he's in an upswing right now, so everything's okay. Because he can also go to the bar and not want to talk to anybody because he's super sad about losing mom.
Yeah.
And we get that. Like, you're never going to get over it, you know.
Yeah.
But then because I've been out to dinner with fun Vince, and I've been out to dinner with really depressing Vince. And I told you that story on the air where depressing Vince didn't talk to anybody at the table, but the minute somebody sat down, he started talking Trump with the guy. And I'm like, how did you even jump there? How did you get there, you know?
I don't know.
So anyway, if you live in the Charlotte area and you run into my dad, Vince, just don't believe anything he says. He says everything for shock, and I don't believe and what's the saying?
He has a good heart.
No, he does have a good heart, but he likes to shock. I don't know why that's his thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Because it gets a reaction.
It gets a reaction. Yeah. And people laugh because they don't know how else to react, and they don't. And he thinks they're laughing at him.
I do sometimes think shock humor is funny. So sometimes it is funny.
I guess. Yeah. When you have like an 81-year-old. You guys saying something.
I had, well, but there was that one shock humor I don't feel comfortable sharing, but Sterling used to come visit me and I would call to warn him.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I remember you did that over and over again.
And it is really funny the first couple of times of what I warned him about. So there is some humor.
What's
that? Know.
What's the saying? We don't condone or like, you know, when a company fires like somebody like Bill O'Reilly gets fired and then they say he doesn't.
They don't condone his actions.
Yeah, his
don't
opinions. Condone his actions.
There's another saying like his beliefs, his thoughts and beliefs are not my own.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad's thoughts and beliefs are not my own. All right.
All right. It's a wrap party. Goodbye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.